what it is. I gotta go. Got my money changed, but you still can't lay it down. Paint it up, break it down, back it up. I just got you a flight, a couple thousand, gas me up. And now you think the world is in your hands, you're acting up. Yeah, my pants about as
Yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Man, I hope everybody had a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. All the moms out there, again, thank you for making us and bringing us in this world. Because without you, there is no me or you or anybody else. You just be like Chud the Builder and a peg leg from a certain person, if you know who I'm talking about. It's the most disgusting thing I learned over the weekend.
That is terrible.
Yeah, but I just wanted to let everybody know I did go to a graduation in Oxford. Congratulations to Savannah. I had a wonderful weekend with my mother. Thank you. And I also saw young people, our future, we are screwed. Unless both my kids are running the world. I mean, Lord. Now, I don't know if my daughter's just an actress and her boyfriend's just an actor. But they didn't act a fool, man, after graduation like all the fools I saw down in Oxford this weekend.
Look at they civilized. They have class.
Man. And again, some of the things that they talked about, like, you're 25 years old, and I'm so scared to ask you this question.
What?
Do you know who Chud the Builder is?
I know who that is.
How the heck? So this is a common thing in this, like, I don't know how to explain this to you. It's 2:30 in the morning. I'm drinking with a bunch of young college kids. Probably not the smartest thing I've done in my life. And then all of them start showing all these clips, and I'm going, what in the bleep am I watching? And then they bring out some girl who turns out, and she like Captain – wait, who's the dude who had only one leg? Which pirate back in the day had one leg? Remember he had a peg leg? Do you get what I'm saying? His peg leg was Chuck the Builder's best friend. Mm. You knew this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
About a hook or?
No, the peg of the leg.
That's right, Hook had the hook.
Yeah, the hook. He had a hook. He was. I think he was fake. I think Captain Hook was fake.
Black something.
Blackbeard. I think he was real. Or I don't know if that's a Disney movie either. All right, now I just realized, are pirates real or is this just some BS that I watch on Disney? Okay.
The idea of a pirate is, you know, illegal travelers over water that take over your boat and things like that. So a pirate is real.
Oh, yeah, man. They've been stealing that stuff.
The depictions of them in cartoons ain't real.
Yeah, like the pirate, like they don't have a parrot on their shoulder, a peg leg, and a hook.
Right, that's a stereotype.
I got you. Well, man, let me just tell you something. Young folks, I love y'all. Thank you for listening to me. Did not realize that I was so old until I hung out with a bunch of young graduates from Oxford this weekend. I will say y'all can't drink very much either. Y'all are very... God, y'all are a weak generation. We're so screwed. Everybody except for Jared. And my daughters.
Well, you know, the study
and
show,
their husbands.
The study
boyfriends.
Show that this generation is not a heavy drinking generation anyway.
Now, they really don't at all. Well,
this is what the people are saying.
The amount of alcohol that was consumed on average. Let me just tell you something. I was at a very put together party Friday night after graduation. And I can guarantee me and my father, who was also there, and my mother, and my beautiful wife, and Savannah's mother and her husband. We were the old folks. Boy, we put them under the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a...
They were drinking Fireball, and I laughed at them, and I said, man, that's 30%, bro. Pulled out a whole handle of Jack Daniels, a half a gallon of Tito's, and sat on the table. I said, man, why don't y'all shoot that?
They were trying to burn down the house like they did on the Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. Fireball. Y'all want cinnamon ass nastiness?
Yeah, nasty. But yeah, this generation is a social drinking generation. I will say that. So yeah,
social generation, picture taking fools. I was dodging cameras. I'm like, I see a chick pull out a camera. I'm like, woo. Another guy grab a camera. I'm like, I'm going inside, damn it.
Won't catch radio in the photos.
Why y'all doing this? I'm not supposed to be here. Like, these kids can't ever say that they weren't there because they post everywhere that they go. Like, do you know how healthy it was for me that we didn't have this? Because when I would go do this and then this and then this and then this, and she'd be like, you weren't there. I'm like, yeah, I was. I guess I just didn't see you.
At the most,
There's no proof.
I could lie.
This generation is no proof it didn't happen.
Yeah,
in our generation, at the most, we have disposable cameras where we take the picture, take it to Walgreens, get the photo developed.
And hell, we didn't even care because it took a week to get the damn thing back. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just wanted
to say.
Unless
you got 1 hour photo, you know.
Thank you, moms. I hope you had a happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Ole Miss, for a great time. And again, I will pray. I'm just grateful that I have, like, Brian Dacus. I have Jared. I have some pretty good young people around me. And I hope I can teach y'all, because if y'all start acting like Chud the Builder, I promise you, I'm going to beat the brakes off your ass.
Starting like Chud the Builder, I know you.
Beat the abs. No, I'm beating the brakes off of them.
You going to jail.
Yeah, I'm.
I ain't going to penitentiary because they know. They know that. Right.
You're like, you'll get valid.
If I run into a Chud the Builder, I'm going to jail.
Oh, my goodness. That was some of the wildest stuff. But another thing that was wild this weekend is like the NBA draft lottery, the secret room, and stupid things like Brian Windhorst. Like Brian Windhorst, man, shut up.
It's funny, though.
Don't
nobody like
Windhorst. I was inside the seal.
Windhorst had a lot of good info. But don't nobody like the man.
Yeah, because he's always like, I was inside the sealed information room. We got Jake Crane, by the way. And if y'all haven't noticed, man, football never sleeps. College football is never dead. Life is wild. And Jake Crane on three. Crane and Cone. Blaine, David, and Jake are the best in the business. Jake joins me now. Jake, what up? Jake. From State Farm.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I hit the mute on my phone. That was me. I fumbled the handoff. That's on me. No, man, appreciate you guys having me. Hope everybody is having a fantastic start to their week.
Man, I hope you are too, and I hope everything was great for Mother's Day and all this stuff. And I know that your wife and you are all expecting, so I'm sure it was a pretty big, busy day for you, wasn't it? Are you already got?
Oh yeah,
never mind.
Especially with a about to be 16-month-old and a wife that's almost 7 months pregnant. It's great, man. We're actually up here in Williamsburg, Virginia. Had a really fun day. Went and saw some historical sites and showed our daughter some of the animals. So it's been a good time. It was a great Mother's Day, and thanks to all the mothers out there, y'all the real MVPs.
That's a fact, Jack. None of us would be here, and if men had babies, we would have quit a long time ago, and this would just be filled with animals.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd be an old cat lady.
For sure, I agree with that. Wanted to bring up something, of course, that's close to us. It's close to my heart. I was down in Oxford, Savannah, graduated from college. Got both my kids through college, bro.
How about that? Congratulations. You should get a letter from the government for that.
I feel like I should, actually. Like, good job, John. You didn't fumble the bag.
They did it.
The one thing, though, is I was down in Oxford again this weekend, and, you know, I talked to a lot of media people. But sometimes, you know, when you get out and – I mean, I was at a certain coach's house who was very nice to let me still use the house – Savannah used the house to throw a party in his house, Lane Kiffin, of course. That was – to be honest, dude, that was insane. Like, he's been in Baton Rouge for a while. My daughter obviously lived with Landry for a long time. He was kind enough to open up and let us throw a damn big party this weekend. That was fun.
Sounds like Lane.
Yeah, it definitely does. I'm shocked that he didn't pull in as many college girls were there. But my point is, though, he's been pulling in so much talent, and we're talking about, like, $50 million. I look at what Pete Golding's done, and I'm just thoroughly impressed. The Grove Collective is doing one thing. Is Lane and LSU, like, about to break the absolute bank? Because it seems like they're still trying to add and spend more money on their record-setting, basically, roster.
Well, I mean, it's not only football. Look at what they're doing in basketball for Will Wade and what they're about to probably have to do for Jay Johnson after this disastrous college baseball season. When you're preseason ranked number two, LSU is all in. And, you know, one of the reasons I respect the state of Louisiana, outside of I can get a daiquiri at a drive-through really at any point in time, is that at the end of the day, the sewers may not work, right? The business may not be going great. You may not be the richest state, but all that money, it's getting funneled to athletics. I think 75% of the population of Louisiana would be okay with average infrastructure for national titles. Like the bridges, you know, you trust them enough where they're not going to fall down. The road's got a lot of potholes in them, but boys, we went 16-0, and that's what matters. So that's just much love to Louisiana. At the end of the day, we, you know, you may not have a Harvard of the South there, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, hey, you made it to Omaha again, and now we're in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, Louisiana is the only place that I still can honestly say I never made it a year. I moved down there, had to leave after 11 months. And do you know that on Veterans Avenue, the viaduct has a shake junt underneath the damn interstate? Like, only in Louisiana, bro.
Yeah. No, like, everybody thinks they're like, oh, Florida's got the most interesting people, and only in Florida. Nah, dog. Take a left. Look at the map and take a left. You want to see some. Florida is just an extension of Louisiana.
And I wanted to bring that up. Yeah, Florida is an extension of Louisiana. I think all the crazy people are just cooking up in the you know, the bayou, and everybody's too drunk to pull out their cell phones. That's why you don't see
100%.
Them much. Now,
100%.
When I look at LSU and what it is that, you know, I mean, again, Kelly couldn't do it. We've seen, you know, like, they've had Heisman Trophy winner in Jaden Daniels. For some reason, LSU just hadn't been able to get right. I think it's because of the defense. I'm just curious. Lane Kiff is an offensive-minded coach. Is he going to be able to get that defense right? Because that's where LSU's missing everything. Back in the day, as much as you might hate him, Les Miles had some defenses. Like, they just haven't had defense. And I don't understand it. Is Lane Kiffin the guy that's going to be able to go out there and get them?
Well, that's why I think them keeping Blake Baker was just as big as getting Lane Kiffin. Because, look, if we're being honest, and we talk about this on our show all the time, the reason that Ole Miss was able to elevate and start winning more and being in more important games is because the front seven, I mean, guys, they led the SEC in tackles for loss 2 years ago. Like, that's where they elevated. I've seen Ole Miss score points for a long time before Lane Kiffin got there. Difference was they had a defense that could be more balanced as a football team, which means you can win more games in multiple ways. So now you're going to a place at Ole Miss where you had talent, you had a really good DC. Now you're going to LSU where you have more talent, but you still have a really good DC. And we know what we're going to get from Lane Kiffin on offense. I can count on Lane Kiffin's offense like I can count on politicians making money in the stock market, or seeing an obese person at an all-you-can-eat buffet. There are just some things in this life that we know are going to work, and that's one of them. And you pair that with Blake Baker and the things that LSU's got running around on the defensive side of the ball, and you just feel like it's going to work, even with a really, really tough schedule. That's another thing, Johnny Radio. I don't think people realize how tough LSU's schedule is.
It's going to be a maniac, but everybody's still looking for when they head down to Oxford and Ole Miss. And I'm kind of wondering, Pete Golding's shocking. Like, I'm still shocked when everything happened with Lane Kiffin. I did not think Pete Golding would have been that higher. I didn't also think Pete Golding could keep a Kewon Lacy or a Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to be able to get the number two transfer portal. I mean, he has completely exceeded my expectations. And I have to say, I believe it's because of one thing. He might be the most authentic dude that I've talked to as a coach in a long time. Like, he's not BSing you who he is.
Yeah.
At the same time, every time I talk to him or see him or anybody looks at him, he's
a grinder, Johnny.
Yes, he's a hard-working fool.
For sure. And he's recruiting, and he's real. Like, look, at the end of the day, he is a guy that is real. And regardless of whether you like the person or don't like the person, I can respect somebody that is who they actually are all the time. And I think that's why these players resonate to Pete. I think that's why these players were able to cowboy up together when Lane left with Pete and for Pete and go out there and play really well and almost make it to the national title game. So I think Pete, and we actually talked about this with Cole Kulick in a show we're going to release, Pete has earned this. Pete has grinded his way through this, and Pete has the respect of the players.
Right now, though, when you look at it, and we've been talking a lot of SEC football, focus a little bit on LSU and Ole Miss, just because, one, I was down in Oxford, and then I was at Lane's place. You know how it is. Just talk to Pete. Things that you just start kind of thinking about, and you look around. Talk to a couple of former athletes that went there and feel pretty excited. A couple of current ones as well this weekend. Ole Miss feels like, at least the people that I talk to, they actually believe around that campus. They believe in that locker room. Like, they have, like, one of the most quiet, confident, for a very loud, bougie place it seems like, you know, Trinidad Chambliss, Kiwon Lacy, and Pete Golding kind of are changing the culture a little bit. And they say that their linebackers are the best damn linebackers they may have ever had in their life.
Yeah, I just need to see what that D-line can do. You know, you lose Prince to LSU off the edge. You got a couple of the pieces that we have to see. You know, the Eccles kid is still there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just you have enough around him where he can continue to become the monster that he's going to be and could end up being a first rounder. But yep. Look, I think it's easy to be a lot more calm and confident when the captain jumps over the ship, but the ship doesn't wreck into an island. Not only that, you know, the first mate and the deckhand are Trinidad Chambliss and Kiwon Lacy. That gives me a lot of confidence, too, at the end of the day. So it feels like Ole Miss, while it was kind of the scorned, you know, for another girl or whatever, or Lane Kiffin left for a prettier girl. Well, turns out you look in the mirror and you're still pretty hot.
Yeah, you are pretty hot. Now, speaking of hot, I think Josh Heupel's seat's got to be hotter than anybody's. What is Tennessee fan going to do? Because every Tennessee fan I talk to, they are bleeping mad.
Well, yeah, it's just this quarterback situation, man. It just feels like it's kind of snowballed for 2 years in a row. But look, here's the thing, and Josh Heupel's a really good football coach, okay? The Nico thing was crazy. Then you go get Aguilar, and you're kind of able to put the Band-Aid on it for that year, and you're hoping maybe this next year. Because, look, Tennessee went to get a quarterback out of the portal. They tried to get Levitt. They swung and missed on a couple guys. And look, the Faison Brandon kid, mm-hmm. I think, has a chance to be pretty special. He's not ready yet. George McIntyre, I hope he's put on some weight. He has talent, but if he ain't put on any weight, they're going to break him over their knee like Bo Jackson in a baseball bat. But look, Tennessee fans got the filet mignon. That's the thing. They went to the playoff. Like, regardless of what happened to them, and look, it was bad against Ohio State, you gave them the filet mignon. Last year, you got a nice strip steak, but you've had the filet mignon, and you damn sure don't want bologna now. You don't want to go back to Spam. So I think Tennessee fans got a taste of it, of the playoff, and they haven't been back, and it's not looking like they're going to go back this year. So you're looking at yourself and saying, yeah, we love Josh Heupel, but are we regressing?
It just feels like everything for Vol the Nation. I mean, Tony V's in San Francisco regretting everything, you know.
What a disaster. And you have to live in San Francisco? God,
yes.
That's the worst.
No kidding, man. Stepping on poop and paying all those taxes. Just
yeah, not. You gotta watch for needles and human remains.
But it just seems like everything right now for every like everything on Rocky Top. I mean, a couple of Tennessee fans, like I said, that text here, talk to very much, and got a few family members that are big Orange, and they've never. It just seems like they've never been so disappointed. But it also seems like they've never been so like I didn't see this type of. I saw vitriol back in the former days. I saw, like, hate around Lane Kiffin.
It's almost
like Tennessee fans now. I don't know if they legalized recreational marijuana in Knoxville. I don't think so. But it's almost like they're now apoplectic. They don't even give a damn. And I'm talking about the young generation.
Yeah, but you got to think what they've seen, too. Like, they didn't see Tennessee do the things that they did under Fulmer. Like, Tennessee's been good, but, like, they lost to Bama, what, 13 times in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a whole generation of Tennessee fans that it hadn't been great.
The Gators
and then it was
owned
great
your
for,
ass forever.
For sure. But then you look and look at what they've experienced, though. Baseball had a huge come up. Huge come up in baseball for Tennessee. You look at basketball. I know Rick Barnes still hadn't made a Final Four, but they've been pretty daggum good, and they're going to be pretty good next year, getting Juke Harris and the kid from Wake Forest and what they're returning. So they've really seen a lot more success in baseball. And I think you could make a very similar case for Auburn. I think Auburn's kind of in a similar. I mean, there's a whole generation of people that have just seen the baseball team and the basketball team have success, while the football team, at least for the past 5 to 6 years, has done absolutely nothing except embarrass us.
Now, last but not least, because I'm running out of time, and you are a very, very busy man. I know we're going to get to a lot of the stuff that's coming down the pipe for you over at Crane and Cone, especially on three. I got to know, though, like when we look around the SEC and you look at just some of the places and things that are going in the right direction, is the SEC ever going to be able to get all the ship righted and get back to the dominance that they had back in the BCS era, the whole situation. I mean, like, we have now Michigan, Ohio State, and Indiana just won a championship. It's been Big Ten dominance, and it just I look at the SEC and I'm just kind of wondering, does it still mean more?
Yeah. Well, look, I, and again, we're talking about a 20-year period of dominance versus a 3-year period of dominance. So those two things are obviously not equal, but I don't think anybody will ever dominate the sport for basically a quarter century again. And by anybody, I mean conference and individual teams. I mean, Alabama monopolized college football for a while, and the SEC in aggregate monopolized college football for a while. I just don't think in the NIL and transfer portal era that you're going to see one conference dominate for that long again. I think it will be very cyclical. I think a better question is, when's the next time a Big 12 or ACC team's going to win the Natty? I mean, Miami's in the game last year, put up a hell of a fight against Indiana, but didn't win it. Now you look at Sorsby at Texas Tech, most likely out. I don't see a team in the Big 12 that can win it this year. When is the next time a Big 12 or an ACC team is going to win a national title? I think, to me, that is the more relevant question, as opposed to, is anybody ever going to dominate sport for 20 years the way the SEC did? I just don't think that's possible nowadays.
I forgot that we haven't talked in a long time, and I know you got to go, but I'm just kind of curious. Texas Tech, it's over. Like, how in the hell did this happen?
Dog, somebody didn't do their homework.
Holy moly.
Like, somebody didn't do their homework. You don't, if you're going to give somebody $6 million,
you
better know. Like, and not only that, it's being alleged that he was betting in the facility. It's been alleged that Cincinnati knew about it. So there's a trail of this happening. So I think if you don't do your due diligence, then this is what happens. And look, Texas Tech can still go undefeated with that schedule with Hammond. The problem is they're not going to win the national title now. And that's what they were one quarterback away, because I don't think people realize how good Texas Tech was defensively last year. David Bailey was probably the most underrated player in college football.
Yep.
I just don't think there's a national title team now in the Big 12 because Sorsby wanted to, you know, allegedly bet on games.
Damn every pitch. Goodness gracious. Hey, Jake,
yeah,
tell
come
every
pitch. I'd just say it's going to be a strike.
Dude, at Jake Crane underscores where you follow him. You watch him in On3. They're on YouTube. They're everywhere. They're all over the place. Tell us what you got coming down the pipe.
Bro, we're so loaded up right now. We're on an absolute heater. If you haven't gone over to the YouTube channel or Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it's C-R-A-I-N and Cone. We got an episode with Josh Pate coming out today. We're talking about the most underrated team in college football that can win a national title this year. We got some great stuff with Cole Kublik, the top five new head coaches that are going to have the best first seasons nationally. There's some really big names and big brands there. We've got game previews. We got an LSU-Clemson preview we put out last week to try and give people a little bit of taste of what we're going to get in week one. So, look, if you love ball, if you love getting – you know, into the weeds, but also having a good time and laughing, head on over to Crane and Cone. I think you'll enjoy it.
Man, I know they'll enjoy it. You be blessed. I appreciate your time. We'll do
all
it
right,
again
buddy.
Next week, Jake. That is Jake Thanks. Crane. Guy, he is such a baller. I got to take a break, though, because I'm late for it, and Jake Crane just gets me a little fired up. Been a little agitated watching the NBA playoffs just because it's been ass. I mean, other than the throat elbow from Wimby, was there anything excited?
I don't know what you watched, but that game was good.
That game was
yeah, but I need
awesome.
I need my homie out there.
That and game was
even
awesome.
With Adam, we got, when I sent you in the text, when I sent
I was
going to
say, was he
text.
Not in the text message? Was he not
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I saw all your BS. I was in a bad mood.
Dylan Harper is going
got,
to
We still got
a.
to watch a good Spurs
you know why? Because I had Victor over a certain number of blocks, bro. And when he gets elbow or throat and he gets kicked out of the game, guess what? I don't know if you know this. I screwed.
Hell, he wrecked all of my bets, too.
I said that. I said, I know a lot of people lost money.
Wrecked.
Yeah, he wrecked everything. But.
Like, you took my Sunday night on Mother's Day, and you made me just say, thank God for my mama. Wimby failed me.
For the rest of this series, take Dylan Harper.
Yep. I've been taking them all series anyway.
They ain't got no. They
all right, so did y'all think Dylan, that. When he came out of Rutgers, because everybody talked about how he went to Rutgers, took all that money. Did y'all know that when he got here, he was going to be like this, especially in the postseason? Because I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, this early, bro. Come on now.
If you're in the right situation and you're going to flourish.
Is it just
bro?
The fact that when you get a good talent, you send them to San Antonio, it seems like they always flourish?
Man.
It's my their man. Identity, it's their system.
Yeah.
It's got to be. The way they teach.
Yeah, and they still got pop.
The structure.
They still got pop around
the
organization.
And it ain't just
too.
The basketball stuff. It's character. Mm-hmm. It's all of that. Being a great teammate. All the stuff that you give them the props for.
Yeah, I mean, it just amazes me. But, I mean, I still couldn't believe it. I was like, damn, Dylan, you went to Rutgers?
Yeah. Along with Ace Bailey. Like,
I know both of them did. They took a lot of money, and they both sucked ass and didn't do nada.
And you didn't watch them, so therefore, you know, and then the world didn't.
That's
not just
the
you,
truth.
Yeah, people didn't
work,
watch him.
They went
yeah,
to
he's always been a left-handed bucket getter. Yep. If you listen to him when
I
he
mean,
speaks, he'll
he?
Tell you he's the best shooter on the team.
Left-handed people in any sport is hard to guard.
What was he, the third pick, fourth pick?
Second, number two.
Second, no.
Damn, that draft was pretty. He was number two?
Yeah, he's like Lonzo Ball around here, baby.
Yeah, that's some heat in the draft, though.
That was just 2 years. Wait, that was last year.
Last year, yeah.
Boy, man, when the Tigers suck, the basketball years kind of blend together.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I feel you.
I was like, wait a second. I'm like, we're going to take a quick timeout. Terry Davis, though, he'll give you the Care Bear stare. We got to talk a lot about the NBA. The Grizzlies got the number three pick. Who are they going to get? Who do you want? Let me know. Sissy's Log Cabin, text and listen to Line. Life's Too Short for Ordinary Jewelry. 901-360-8255. Grizzlies got three.
You're
going to get.
You're welcome. Because I said it right here on your show that we would get four.
Because you know what you did? I learned you manifested.
We actually simulated a draft lottery that got us four.
Yeah,
on
we
the
did.
Morning show.
But we got three now. It's even better than four.
Even better, baby. Even better.
See, I took it up. Barry, I kicked it up a notch like Emerald.
This is our effect that we have on things, D.
That's why I'm in my Grizz gear. You'll get it one day, and then I'll switch back to LeBron.
Now,
tomorrow,
here's the fun part. I could care less who
if you
draft.
Switch back to LeBron tomorrow, what are you, like, coming there in LeBron gear because of his
funeral?
Because the last game, we'll see him in a Laker.
I wear Laker gear, man. I'm an old head. Like, I have no LeBron stuff, so.
LeBron gone, dog.
He is.
Sit down. Man, do you think he thinks to himself, I wish I didn't have to go out here and play these dudes tonight? It's only the sixth time he's been down 0-3. Y'all call him Mike. I got to take a break. Back in two shakes. Sports 56. My ass, he's Mike. This is the seventh. Dude, he's already had been down 0-3 in six different series. This is the seventh
four
point.
4 days ago, it was all praise. It went out the window.
To the window, to the wall. I told you, I'm a prisoner. I am a prisoner.
He was, wasn't he?
I'm a prisoner of the moment. But hopefully I'll get out that prison, and we'll get back to happy talk. Terry Davis is next on Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. It's Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's a hump day, man. No, it's not. It's Monday, damn it. Well... Shoot. Screwed that one up, didn't I? But I didn't screw up the draft, baby. Grizzlies got the third pick overall. Terry Davis, you know him, man. We bring him on constantly. Covers the Grizzlies, the Tigers, oh my, the Memphis, mine. Thing is, though, I want to know what does he want. I also want to know what you want. Because now that they have to three, you have to think A.J. DeBonza is going at number one, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, did you see his face when he was, like, finding out he was going to Washington?
A smart man, John, told me wait to after the actual metrics come in. You may change your mind about Darren Peterson.
Uh-oh, why? Hold up.
Been number one all year. I know the consistency of the bouncer or what have you, but when you see he's not as hurt as people think he is.
And
I think
the creatine and all that stuff.
I've been hearing the same thing.
I saw Skip Bayless said he think the creatine thing is BS. But he said the Wizards should go with
Peterson
because it's high risk, high reward.
Yeah, but like I don't know if you know, DeBonza is high risk, high reward as well. I mean, he looks like a mix between a Shea Gilgeous Alexander and a...
No, he looks like a younger LeBron, right? Let's be honest. He's 6'9".
That's
6'9". They compared his game
He's 6'9". He has a handle. He can shoot.
He
looks like
dribbles,
a young...
But he dribbles at about the same rate and speed. He's kind of silky smooth. He shoots a
three. Yeah, he doesn't pass. Nobody passes like LeBron.
They compared him to Devin Booker and Kobe Bryant.
Who, DeBonza?
Yeah.
What smart person did that?
I saw some. I think I saw it on Facebook, and they had this NBA comparison was Kobe Bryant and Devin Booker.
You don't compare a killer like Kobe to a kid. You got to grow into that.
He looks like him, though, from the mannerism, from the way he plays, the introvertness.
I don't care.
He looks like him, but it's fair. Like I said, I get you. That's
you know, they had a broke back. Mountain somebody somewhere.
I probably would put him in the lane more with T-Mac.
Oh, hold on. Who was it? They got the, like, we always have twins. Remember the Lopez brothers? One of them is like a Lopez brother. The other is the broke back version.
Talk about Robin.
Yeah, whatever. I don't even remember.
Robin was the sorry one.
I'm just saying. You know, there's always one that's not.
Mason and Miles Plumlee, too.
Facts. Hell, look at the Wagners. One of them's dope and the other one's mid. And that was me putting it nice. I just know they German, so I don't want to end up on the... Are they German, by the way? Yeah, do I know they German? Yeah. They look German. I know. I found out Dennis Schroeder was German.
This right out of Volkswagen.
Ich bin sie Deutsch.
There you go.
They found out Dennis Schroeder was German.
I was like, nein!
I might be wrong about the compare. I think they compared Darren Peterson to Devin Booker. And,
Devin Booker. Maybe that's what it is, Kobe Bryant.
They compared...
A guy with handles, a guy who can do it.
AJ, being 6'8", and with his skill set, he kind of...
He's a... He actually reminds you of Penny, too.
They compare him to T-Mac and another player. He reminds me of Mac.
John Hamm, Jerry. Guess what happens when the guest does not answer the phone?
That means you talk.
There you go. You guys get to talk to me. So I got.
Like
I already had questions.
I
waiting
think
on
he
you
gone
guys.
Out the country again.
Wait a second. You know what?
Yeah, because he didn't answer last week either.
He may be in Brazil or whatnot.
You know what?
But we ain't gonna lose the momentum. I'm gonna keep you guys on the draft. So biggest winners and losers. I clearly have two, but I want to hear from you guys. Who you think
he
won
did text me? He was not gonna make the show.
Okay. You got to. You got to move.
Sorry
on,
for
man.
Banging your phone, Terry. And I doubt you're listening. I hope you're knee deep.
And I wasn't banging his phone. John was banging his
Speaking
phone.
Of banging, dude, are y'all ready to bang? Because Bangers Pickleball in South Haven's open right now with 10 courts, a restaurant, 3 bars. New to pickleball, no problem. You can take their 101 learner class. It's like simple. It's easy. It helps you. And again, it's free. Bangers offers a great time for everyone. There are no membership requirements, but they do have memberships when you fall in love with the game. I like pickleball so much, I built a court in my backyard. And you're like, oh, John, what ain't that hard to build a court? You don't know me. I didn't have Legos. I didn't play Lincoln Logs.
Hey, he got 2 courts, y'all, for real, if you want me
to
be honest.
Yeah, true. One of them is, you know, mid-grade, one of them is super. But I'm telling you, at Bangers Pickleball, you're going to fall in love. But if you just want to find out if you like it, again, a free Bangers class, come on out there. And if you come out here this Friday between 11 and 1, I'll be on air doing my show this Friday from Bangers Pickleball at 6787 Snowden Lane in South Haven, Mississippi. Let's bang, baby. And do me a favor. Realize that, again, if you're not even a pickleballer, you can come out because this is a huge space with a lot of cool things going on. They do Mahjong. They do trivia. They have whiskey and wine tastings. They have great food. They have just a good vibe. The rage, all the fun, all for you. So do me a favor, though. When you go out there, dink responsibly at Bangers Pickleball at 6787 Stone Lane, South Haven, Mississippi. Let's bang, baby. Let's bang. That's my new line, baby. Let's bang.
I'm coming out for the whiskey and wine tasting.
I bet you are. I'm coming out for everything. All I know is I had a great time, and you need to come and join me again this Friday. Like, what do you got to do this Friday? Like, maybe work? Why don't you take off? Screw it. Let's go play pickleball. 11 to 1, I'll be there playing radio guy. And then 1 to 3,
I'll be there with you.
I'll be playing, I'm going to kick your ass on the court guy.
I got my my outfit.
I'm like the AJ De Bonza. Uh-oh, we got somebody on the phone?
Yeah, guess who it is?
TD? Yo, what up TD?
What up with it?
Man, dude, I'm so glad to hear your voice, bro.
Hey, what I've been saying all year, Carlos Boozer, baby.
You have
you
been
saying it come true.
The only thing, I'm going to ask you something, though. That was my very first initial thought was some Boozer.
Nope,
action.
Don't change your thought.
I'm trying not to, but I will tell you my text line and my, what do you call that thing, the X?
Twitter,
whatever. DMs. The thing, yeah, DMs. People be sending me every highlight of Caleb Wilson, and I'm kind of curious right now. Are you still firmly with the booze man? And if they do get a boozer and you have a Zach Edey and you have a Cam Boozer and you have a Coward and you have a Wells, how the hell are you going to get rid of a Jaw?
Put it this way. If you do get Cam replaces Triple J. You put Jaw back in the menu.
Yep.
Boom. You are instant, you know, attraction
show. It's like a chia pet. Just pour water on the damn thing and watch it grow. Chia.
King, exactly. You know, everybody's trying to get rid of Ja because that's the end thing right now. You know, Ja's a superstar. He's an all-star. You just don't give away all-stars.
Kind of makes me think of the time that, like, I gave away one of my novelty Chia pets and I regretted it.
That was right. Good. I've been saying it. I appreciate you, Terry Davis. I've long said, do not get rid of Ja.
Well, can I ask you something then? Has this been a coordinated attack all weekend? Because I know I'm not the only person who watches every once in a while the four-letter network ESPN. It drives Jay Ham crazy every time he comes over. He's like, why you watch this trash?
Why are you watching these people?
And I'm like, it's habit. I've been doing it since I was born.
Me too, but at some point, you got to know when to turn that corner.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Man, I turned that coffee off 10 years ago.
Man, I don't know how to turn off coffee. I'm not good at it. The thing is, I'm also good. Like, I mean, anyway. Victor Newman's like still the OG. I don't even know any other
Days of Our Lives. Come on, man. All my children.
But the thing is, it seemed like you had what's his name, Stephen A. Smith, who went on his little podcast and told everybody in the world, Ja don't lift weights, Ja don't do this, Ja don't. He ain't serious about basketball. Then Kendrick Perkins, big country ass, goes on TV and if Ja wants to be a serious player, blah 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 blah. I was like, damn, dude, we just had the draft. Grizzlies get the third pick, and immediately everybody comes out and just takes a big poop on Ja's chest. What the hell did he do?
Ja get clicks, and that's why they do it. If Ja was not relevant, they would keep his name out of their mouth. Because Ja get clicks, and because those guys don't go in the locker room. They ain't got to go talk to Ja.
They don't do nothing. So I know.
Exactly. So they can say what they want to say because they've
been doing it since COVID.
Exactly. They just Ja gets clicks. Regardless of what you feel about Ja, he's still a worldwide figure. And if you mention Ja Morant, he's going to get mentions and people are going to click on what they said and go from there. And they know that.
Well, why is it, though? I also heard that dunks aren't like you can work on your three. You can't. Okay, I agree with working on the three and everything. Don't get me wrong. I think you always work on your game. That's one thing that made Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and all the greats. They continually developed. I even say it, LeBron James. There you go. He did. But what I'm saying is like that's the one thing I do have to admit that I don't think the criticism is wrong. While he is a superstar, he's made a lot of had a lot of problems. I think a lot of it has to do with organizational. I mean, again, I look over at my man Harper last night, and he's in San Antonio, and I'm thinking, God, if he was with the Grizzlies, he'd probably be in the Med right now. But the fact that he gets picked up by an organization that's run like San Antonio, look at what he did last night. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it is not always how great you are. It has a lot to do with what's around you.
You are absolutely correct because I think the way they've treated Brandon Clark has led, one injury has led to other injuries because they've been so careful with him or they just don't know what they're doing. One of the two. Either they're being too careful or they don't know what they're doing, or whatever they're doing is leading to more injuries. So whatever they're doing, they need to stop doing it because it ain't working.
See, Kleiman get a lot of praise and everything for his draft record, but when you start talking about being a general manager in today's NBA, it's way more than
he's made more teams better than the Grizzlies, I can tell you that.
It's way more than who you draft. You still got to be able to cultivate and nurture and handle your personnel, especially if you're drafting 19 and 20-year-old dudes.
Right.
You know, that's just kind of part of it. They still are boys in that sense. They're not men. And it's going to take them at least a good 5 years to develop as men in this league. And you have to be patient with it.
I got one question.
It's not the coach. It's not, you know what, to his point, it's not the coaching staff. It's the staff they have after hours that make sure they do the right thing. That they give to them to look, don't do this. Or if you do this, I'm going out here with you.
And see,
I'm gonna
make they a don't phone have call. Like a time. Right. You got to have like a dude who, like, I should have that job. Make sure they stay in line.
I mean, it's easy to peg it on.
I guarantee I keep them out of trouble.
And chalk it as a grown man being this, but you acting. Cast is really not grown men to conduct themselves as grown men and grow. That takes time and it's going to have some bumps with it. That's what we suffered with Ja. As opposed to like corralling it and rallying it, we pushing it out the door. And like TD said, you don't push superstar level at the door.
Right.
It's BS.
All right, can I ask you a question? I got a texter here who says he's an all-star that doesn't play, though. And again, I'll say Joel
Embiid. Why does he not play?
Well, I was going to say, D-Pac, 25 games, BS. Again, Robert Pair was allowed to go and give things to Russia for the war.
Hey, allegedly.
When last time Brandon Clark played? Zach Eady been hurt all year, and he never was hurt before. It's more than
Mr. Miyagi with his hands?
It's more than just Ja not playing. It's like people around him are not playing either. That's the part that's got me aggravated, because it's like we focusing on the low-hanging fruit, which is Ja. But it's a group of cats around him that ain't been playing either. This is why we're back in the lottery for the second time in 3 years.
And they got a coach that doesn't know his head from his ass because he's from Finland.
Well, he was brought here pretty much in thrown in the fire or somewhere. It's like there's no connectivity here.
And plus, two TIs can't have a good year at the same time.
That's true.
Y'all know how it works.
I'm rolling with Harris on that.
Yep. The king's on king, baby.
Oh, man. I got Chris Mack in the house, too, man. I see Soup's over here. He's loving our conversation right now. With the number three pick, though, we talk about Ja, and I, again, if you get Boozer.
You get Boozer. He does three things for you.
Replaces Jaren Jackson Jr. He also rebounds, plays down in the post, also helps Edie, who
and
steps
he also
on
plays
his three.
Defense.
Plays
he
D.
Plays
he
defense.
Plays defense.
So does Cedric Cowher and Jalen Wells.
Right.
Ja can fly through the sky, and he sells more jerseys than puts butts in seat. And by the way, could you imagine if you actually got him a coach who put him in this position to win, and if you actually got a people?
Well, you know what? With Carlos Boozer, you know, it's a blind man in it's a blind squirrel in the nut. He's gonna find his way, because you put that lineup together. You know, let them guys get 20 games, get chemistry together, and I think by the All-Star break, they'll be one of the best teams in the West.
Especially if they can stay on the floor.
Terry D, let me ask you a quick question. Let's just say in the world Utah passed on Darren Peterson, and now the choices are between Peterson and Caleb Wilson. You don't even want to do it?
I don't want Peterson.
No Peterson?
I don't trust Peterson.
I think he's the most talented guy in the draft. Why not Peterson? Talk us out of it. What's wrong with
Peterson?
I think
he's the most entitled guy in the draft, too.
Kobe was, Mike was, they were entitled, right?
No, when Kobe came in, he wasn't entitled, he was an Eagle. It's a difference between Kobe.
Marcus Dupree was the best damn athlete, but you saw how entitled his ass was.
Right, exactly. Peterson scares me, man. You know, he may become a Hall of Famer, but his previous actions scares me. And his people around him, I think he's, don't get this wrong, I think he might be a mini job.
Uh-oh. I'm going to just move right past that.
Terry
Davis.
I see the Jazz getting Peterson anyway, though, because when you look at the Jazz roster, they really ain't got no.
I agree with that.
But they AJ the Bonzo fits out there with him, though. If he can slip down to them, and, you know, because, you know, the Wizards are not the smartest organization in the world. But if AJ the Bonzo can slip to number two and go to Utah and play with Jaren, oh, my goodness.
But the thing is who's going to watch him in Utah?
People in Utah?
People in Utah.
Do they got that many freaking people in Utah?
Utah and League Pass subscribers.
like I was telling y'all, remember when everybody was bitching about Memphis? I said, bro, Utah is still in the league, or did I just find out they moved?
For real.
Come on, what you talking about? They closed the whole town down at 9 o'clock. Yeah, husbands might have enforced some swaps and quadruply parties, but nobody was coming to town.
It's a new lane, Johnny.
I'm just saying, no, because this is like they keep that private.
You know they smoke that. They smoke that that peace pipe up there, up that way too.
Oh yeah, the engines. I'm gonna have to go out of town. Pray on.
You ain't that far from the Indian reservation up there.
Well, at least I feel at home. right now, Grizzlies fans, should they be absolutely feeling hope right now, or should they have a little bit of fear because of right now, realistically, the question marks with, well, our owner who doesn't spend, our general manager who gives away all our talent, and let's be real, a fan base that's 50% haters and 50% congratulators. I mean, that's kind of a hard swing. Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you convince all these pieces to come together, make all these people happy, sell out all these damn tickets, and get things right? Because I'm ready to get back to 52 wins. I'm ready to get back to the playoffs. But I'm actually ready to win in the damn playoffs.
You know what you do? You extend Ja and find Cam Boozer, and you're good to go. You, that hope and your season tickets will go back the way it needs to be. Because it's one thing to go there, win 4-1 games, and you don't care about it because it's unexciting. But if you go out there and win 55 games with Ja out there and a top five draft pick out there, man, the sky's the limit.
Tonight, though, I do have to ask you because you are one. You're just a savant in a little bit of everything. Pistons and Cavaliers right now. It feels, you know, Detroit, they got a pretty comfortable 2-1 lead right now. But, man, don't look now. Cavaliers at home, 3.5-point favorites tonight. Can Spidey, can James Harden, can James Harden realize that he didn't even know that he's ever played bad in a postseason game? You could tell the other night after he hit the shot.
Did you notice that Detroit was down double digits most of the game and came back and almost won that game?
Yep.
They're going to win the game tonight. It's going to be 3-1 after tonight, Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Take the points or the money line.
Oh, man, you always take the points, man. Right. Give yourself a little cushion, man.
A little cushion for that push. And speaking of pushing, push LeBron out the league. Let's go. Thunder are killing him. Lakers, sixth time. This will be the seventh time he's ever been in a 0-3 hole. Mike ain't ever been like that, promise you that. How is LeBron going to extend the series, or do you think he has more playing time for Bronny James tonight than he does for himself?
You can wrap it up tonight, man. OKC ain't playing around, man. They're trying to get rest. They're trying to get J-Dub back. They're trying to finish it off. They're trying to get rest. They ain't trying to play around with their food. Because if you play around with your food, it might go spoil.
Dude, playing around with your food, it looks like the Spurs been toying with their food. They're tied 2-2 tomorrow.
No, Wimby got frustrated, and he didn't know how to not be.
I don't know if you know this.
Moment.
That looked worse than a finishing move from that Mortal Kombat show. Finish him!
Hey,
like that elbow,
man,
under the neck.
I'm surprised Reed stayed in the game after that one. He got really hit with that one.
I'm
you know,
because
he got hit.
Yeah,
he got beat up.
You ever been hitting your Adam's apple? That thing hurts, bro. By the way, dude, like, the old golden rule, if she, like, always look for the Adam's apple, I just learned over also the weekend, do you know that they're now having the tees shave them things so that you can't tell?
Mm-hmm.
So I always was like, man, if the chick was hot, I would make sure she didn't have no Adam's apple. Damn it, now they got surgery to hide that joint.
Can't be like Martin, huh?
Check the neck. Check
but
the
you know,
neck.
But,
Tommy, this Hollywood.
Check the but neck. Johnny, like they said, when you in Thailand, if you don't ask the right question, you might get the wrong answer.
Yep. What was it? TPA in my bank vault.
What looks good to you, Johnny, and always good for you, baby.
Hey, I love you, TD. Be blessed, brother, and we're going to do it again soon.
Holla. Tigers next week, baby. We holla.
Man, we will be hollering. We'll be talking about it, balling a little bit.
I got something for you before you move on from Grizzlies. My phone just chirped right while they were listening to Terry Davis.
Cheap, cheap.
Yeah, a little chirp. They said call 12.
I said cheap, cheap.
When you and Terry Davis were talking, they said call 12. But guess what? They talking about Boozer. They said get rid of Ja. Call 12. Boozer's number was 12 at Duke. I said, oh, my goodness. Some people out here really would rather, you know, have Boozer and get rid of Ja.
This is why I'm not talking Grizzlies basketball with these people, because we won't connect. Because what y'all talking about doing don't make
I
sense. Yes,
you just can't give them away. That's all.
I mean, but I do like the play on the
word. I didn't get that, the play on the word. That's what I was getting at. Not that it was a good or bad thing, but I said call 12. So I had to look it up. I said, oh my God, there was Boozer. That was 12. So call 12, y'all. Maybe Boozer, not Ja.
Well, Matt Hale sent me a text.
Call 12, we can go like on a commercial. You call Dad. No, you call Dad. No, you call Dad.
I'll call Dad.
Matt Hale said the Grizzlies should hire Richard Hogan, who used to be Memphis' trainer under Cal. What do you think about Dick Hogan?
Is he related to Tim Hogan?
Who's Tim Hogan?
Carpet?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even, when was he there? He was there for Cal, during Cal era.
Yep.
Them boys wasn't hurt.
Dorsey looking yoked as hell, too.
Them boys wasn't hurt.
CDR was doing all things. He's lanky as hell.
And they were playing through the weed high, baby. You know, yep. Right? Dodgers, so.
Hey, man, they kept Antonio skinny. Hey, you know that man was eating Pringles every day.
I went mad on that. Let's rock.
Sometimes you play the wrong music on the weed high.
Well, man, if you play this when you're like on mushrooms LSD or something, side of the moon will mean different things.
The Lakers ain't gonna let us get Gary Vee.
No, they ain't.
You think the Jazz will do something like draft a Cam Boozer and then do like a coach situation where they trade him?
This is Danny Ainge we're talking about.
And on top of that, Ham and Jared, the dad played there.
Right, like, exactly. And that's what I was thinking. Because Carlos Boozer played for the Jazz.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even like, but wouldn't he say, you don't want to go there?
I would think.
Now, the issue is there'll be a log jam.
But he was also born in Salt Lake.
Now you got marketing. You got
Keontae George. Yeah. You got Jaren Jackson Jr., the big kid out of UConn.
Darren Peterson completes their rebuild.
Yeah, and that's why I said they need
Ace Bailey, by the way.
Because they don't really have no good guard. No.
Damon, who's the white boy?
Kessler.
I had to call him a white boy before I knew I'd get your ass to open your mouth.
Laurie Marketing. You got Laurie Marketing.
They got Conchar.
That's right.
See, the white dude could have been Laurie.
They ready to go. As long as they get Darren Peterson Johnny Radio, they ready to go.
They ain't going to be bad for long.
They ready to go now. Keontae's solid. They ready to go.
How old
Walker
Kessler
They just
now?
Was in tank mode and was like, the hell winning. But they got some hills.
Is he filling into that 7-2 frame?
After they got rid of Colin Sexton, you could tell they was like.
Because I mess with Keontae George.
Now, I'm going to take a quick break. I didn't talk this much about the Jazz since I talked about Karl Malone and Jimmy Kimmel doing blackface. Do me a favor, don't touch the dial. We got another hour of radio on Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Not only can you listen to your favorite shows on Sports 56, you can also watch video of the shows live on Twitter and YouTube. Watch and listen every day at Sports 56 WHBQ.